Hey everyone, and welcome to The Reform Way. I am Corey Smith alongside Eric Connor and Peter Pohl. Each week we will bring you interviews, insights, and share our knowledge of the fitness world. We'll look at topics both in and out of the gym through the lens of an exercise enthusiast, a CrossFit coach, and a gym owner. Also, be sure to like and subscribe to stay up to date with our most current episodes.
Hey guys, this is Coach Eric Connor, and I am here with The Reform Way. We are interviewing August 2020 Reformer of the Month, Mr. Travis. How do you say your last name, Trav?
Chepkema.
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 And it's spelled with a T and then a J.
Yes. Okay. Unfortunately.
Yes. So what nationality is
that? Is Dutch.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Oh. If you see a name that ends in M-A, it's going to be a Dutch name.
So really?
There you go. Yeah.
Really? Yep. I am a big Dutch fan. I've never kind of noticed that.
Yeah.
I've seen all the Vanders and stuff like that,
yep.
You know?
Yep. There's the Vans as well. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, yours is much more difficult to pronounce, so I apologize for that. Okay. So again, Travis Minard, 2020 August Reformer of the Month. Some of you guys may have never seen Travis. He's kind of a part of what we call our Dawn Patrol, what I kind of consider are like those fish at the bottom of the ocean where it's always dark and they have the light in front of their head, you know, where like no one ever sees them, but they exist. So you're a big part of the Dawn Patrol. Have you always kind of been a part of that? You enjoy that? What?
Yeah, I started 2 years ago, March of 18, and started the early morning class and mm-hmm. just stuck with it. Yeah, I noticed a similar, you know, a consistent group of people showing up. So, and I have to give them credit. They've been consistent the whole time I've been here as well. So it's been kind of a fun group.
Yeah. You guys all are like one of our closest knit groups. You can tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it takes a special breed to get up that early.
It does. And the funny thing that I've always noticed about the earlies is that there's almost nothing else in the way of that time, and those people are really consistent. It's like almost every day they just get up and go.
Yeah, I saw a long time ago some study that said, you know, the earlier, you know, if you are later in the day, it takes a lot more commitment, right? Because mm-hmm. you got a lot more things that could make that go sideways. So mm-hmm. to get up and just know, okay, first thing I have to do is go to Reform, mm-hmm. it kind of makes it an easy decision.
Yeah,
the getting up part's the tougher part.
Yeah. Right. But once you get out of bed, you're good. And
exactly.
Lack of distractions at that time.
And exactly.
That's where it's consistent. I've actually, you said you've been out here a little bit over 2 years. I actually just checked and you have around 460 check-ins.
Okay.
In that time. So that's pretty impressive.
All right. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Okay, good.
You're close to 500, half century.
Okay, nice, nice.
Half thousand, yeah. Whatever that's considered. close enough. So what are some of your favorite things that you'd like to do in the gym? Like movement wise, things like that. For those of you that don't know Travis and can't see, Travis is awesomely super tall. You are how tall, Trav?
I'm between 6'6 and 6'7. 6'7 with shoes on, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And your dancer shoes?
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So you're pretty tall. So obviously that can limit a lot of make a lot more challenges range of motion wise in the CrossFit world.
Right.
What are some things that you really enjoy?
So, I mean, one we did today, the wall balls, that one and the rowing is kind of like my jam for being tall and the physics involved with that. But I like the things that challenge me and things I want to get better at. The pull-ups is an area that I want to get better at. Anything overhead, you know, I'm pressing a long way or moving. So I want to get stronger there. And then before I came to CrossFit, I really was one of those guys that, you know, considered running my leg workout.
Okay.
And realized that wasn't really just a leg workout. So anything involving the legs, that's the thing I appreciate about CrossFit. It's really forced me to squat, to, you know, the squat cleans, anything, you know, that full body movement. It's really been good and things that I want to work on. Yeah. So I really enjoy working the legs as well.
So you've noticed significant benefit from really adding in correct squatting and foundations like that is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. And you know, it's intimidating when you first come here because it's a lot of, you know, most people haven't done Olympic movements. And you know, the thing I really gravitated to is that you guys are very thorough in your explanation of the movement, and it takes a while to get that comfort level mm-hmm. with the flow of these different movements. And so but you guys are very good about technique, and I've been to other CrossFits, and not to bag on them, but right. just like the focus on technique is really strong here and very important, mm-hmm. right? Because you can be stupid and injure yourself if you don't. And so I've enjoyed that. And I actually enjoy being critiqued because I want to make sure, you know, at 6'7", I got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's good. That's huge. And you're totally right. Like, technique is really what makes, you know, everything improve. And mm-hmm. not just inside the gym, outside the gym, right? And that's huge. And you're how old?
I'm 52.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So in many realms, like, people that aren't consistently active or focused on these things, that's an age that a lot of people that I hear use as like an excuse, which is not even an old age, to be very real. You know, we have people 20, 25, 30 years older than that,
sure,
still kicking butt. But so you're 52, you got 4 kids, you said, right?
Yep,
you got
right.
a life, like you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And
that's the other reason for 5:30. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. But yeah, like kind of focusing on all of those, then you can actually keep your body moving in the right direction, develop it correctly, feel better. Like, have you noticed that you feel better since you've worked out as you're going?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, you know, gravity wins in the end, right? So it's just kind of like you're fighting gravity and just trying to really keep, you know, a strong core, a strong body. And, yeah, it's been great.
Good.
It's been good. And that's the other thing too, is like the stretching, you know, the mm-hmm. warming up as well, is like the older you get. And I mean, it matters regardless of age, but you know, the older you get, just making sure that there's a focus on that, that you're taking care in warming up correctly and getting all that going as well. So
yeah,
I spent a lot of downtime like with the roller and stretching and making Smart. Sure that, yeah.
Body maintenance.
Exactly.
If
yeah.
there were, if there's anything you could tell yourself a couple years ago or other people just like in your same position before you got going, like what would you like to tell them?
That's a great question. I would say, don't force a movement if you're not ready for it.
Nice.
Like, you know, you're doing banded pull-ups and you might be the only one doing them and you feel like I got to start doing kipping because everybody else is doing kipping, but you're not ready for them.
Right.
You know? And so trying to kind of stay in your lane,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't compare yourself or your movement to somebody else. Do what is comfortable and get stronger with what's comfortable and then try to go to the next level if you're, you know, as you're ready for it. So, yeah.
Super smart. So pretty much like trust the process.
Trust the process. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Good call. Listen to the coaches, trust the process. Cause it's, you're right. If you take the ego out of it, don't worry about everybody else. Stay in your lane, worry about what you need to do. You will improve and just quality.
Right. Yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Right on. Well, awesome, Travis. Thank you for that. Congratulations again on being our August 2020 Reformer of the Month. You earned it.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to The Reform Way. You can find us on our social media channels. Our Instagram is @CrossFitReform. Our Facebook is CrossFit Reform. And you can listen to more of these podcasts on any of the major streaming services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any of the major apps, and Buzzsprout.